Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great and anxious day as we're all waiting, every single American, for a verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial in Minnesota. The jury now officially in its second day of deliberations. Of course, there is no telling when they come back with verdicts. Now, they can have a verdict where he ends up being convicted of all three charges. They can have a verdict of him being acquitted on all three charges. It's possible he'll get a mistrial on some of them, meaning that the jury is divided. They haven't reached a unanimous verdict. Nobody knows, but everybody is anticipating trouble. And, of course, that was trouble was promised, basically, by Maxine Waters yesterday. She is in a world of trouble herself, not because Marjorie Taylor Greene has attempted to take attention away from her own basic ostracism from everything that is going on in Congress, even within her own party. She's calling for Maxine Waters' expulsion from Congress. That's not going to happen. She's a very senior member of the House. She's a committee chair. But she has, as Jim Garrity points out, a very, very long record of outrageous statements and outrageous actions. But the idea that any of this is okay. Well, let's just listen to what she said on Saturday night. This is at a rally at Brooklyn Center to protest the death of Dante Wright. And this is Maxine Waters' golden oldie. Listen closely. It's clip number 8.
Not just manslaughter, right? I mean...
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No, no, no. This is guilty for murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
Congressman, what happens if we do not get what you just told? What should the people do? What should protesters on the street do?
I didn't hear you.
What happens?
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we...
Okay, she was asked about a first-degree murder charge. He's not even charged with first-degree murder. He's not even charged with it. If he gets convicted of a murder in the second degree, he is eligible to be sentenced up to 45 years in prison. It's a very serious charge. The first-degree murder, no, he's not even charged with that. It's... And Judge Peter Cahill, by the way, he comes out, I think, of this entire process looking fair, professional, nonpartisan, one of the people who isn't playing politics, who's basically trying to reassure the country, which is what we need right now. It is one of those things, and everybody's talking about this. I am sure where you are, everybody's talking about this. And there's almost a sense of inevitability, whatever the sentence is. It's not going to be good enough for some of those radicals, and I think there are people out there who are not good people, who are waiting for some verdict, any verdict, and whatever that verdict is, they will use it as an excuse for mayhem, they will use it as an excuse for looting, they will try to exploit this situation. And it's a terrible thing. And the President of the United States, I think, tried, and maybe not all that effectively, but he made an effort to try to tamp down some of the edge that people are feeling right now. And this morning in the Oval Office, Joe Biden weighed in on the trial. He said, by the way, and you'll notice this, he said, look, he waited until the jury was sequestered. In other words, they have no access to TV. They have no access to news coverage of what people are saying. So they wouldn't hear what the president said. And he said he waited until they were sequestered to make his comments. But this is what Joe Biden had to say, speaking from the Oval Office. Listen.
I can only imagine the pressure and anxiety they're feeling. And so I waited until the jury was sequestered, and I called. They're a good family, and they're calling for peace and tranquility, no matter what that verdict is. I'm praying the verdict is the right verdict, which is, I think it's overwhelming in my view. I wouldn't say that unless the jury was sequestered now.
Okay, he wants the right verdict. We all want the right verdict. This, of course, came very close to saying that he wants a conviction. The heartbreaking part of the whole situation right here is you think about it, and who is there who could actually calm a potential violent response? Mayor Lori Lightfoot in Chicago actually did a press conference speaking about possible riots, or as one might describe them, an ordinary weekend in Chicago. But talking about riots and looting, she had this message for potential participants and that kind of unlawful, profoundly destructive reaction. Listen.
Don't test us. Don't test us. Hold on one second. Let me just finish. We are ready. We are prepared. And we are ready to arrest and bring to prosecution anyone who would dare try to take the dreams of our small businesses by looting. Don't test us, because we are ready.
Okay. That's a good message from a black, very progressive mayor. And here's the information on more of what the president had to say. CNN reports President Joe Biden, breaking his careful silence about the eventual outcome in the trial of Derek Chauvin, said this morning he was praying the verdict is the right verdict, and he suggested there was ample evidence for the jury to consider as they determine whether the former Minneapolis police officer is guilty of murdering George Floyd. It's overwhelming in my view, Biden said in the Oval Office. I wouldn't say that unless the jury was sequestered. Biden has called Floyd's death a tragedy, but he's avoided until now weighing in on a potential verdict, wary of appearing to influence an ongoing legal proceeding. Past presidents have also avoided signaling whether they believe high-profile defendants are guilty. Biden did not explicitly say Chauvin should be convicted, but his nod to the verdict represents a shift in his rhetoric surrounding the case. A day earlier, the judge in the case cautioned elected officials on voicing their opinions of the trial. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law and to the judicial branch and our function, Judge Peter Cahill said. He was referring to comments made by Representative Maxine Waters, which we heard again. Yesterday, Joe Biden telephoned Floyd's family members, waiting until the jury was sequestered yesterday afternoon to make contact with the Floyds. I can only imagine the pressure and the anxiety they're feeling. And Philanese Floyd, George Floyd's brother, said the president was just calling. He knows how it is to lose a family member. And he knows that the process of what we're going through. So he was just letting us know that he was praying for us and hoping that everything would come out to be okay. This is a follow-up. You may remember Joe Biden, right after the death of George Floyd and the riots that inspired, Joe Biden actually traveled to Houston on the day of the funeral and met with the Floyd family. He was at that time, that was, of course, before the election, before his presidency. If convicted, Chauvin could face up to 40 years in prison for second-degree murder, up to 25 years for third-degree murder, and up to 10 years for second-degree manslaughter. That's the same charge against Officer Kim Potter in the recent death of Dante Wright. Where is Barack Obama? And he could have a truly profound, a calming effect, saying the right thing. It also is a moment to recall somebody else with a Minnesota tie, the former Vice President of the United States who passed away at 93. There's a lot to be learned there and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVet, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVet. That's discovery.org/MedVet.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a tweet came in, and it's a very smart and substantive tweet, and I want to respond to it. By the way, you can tweet into the show. If you want to reach me, and I will try to respond if I possibly can, that's at Medved Show on Twitter. And Webb writes in, please explain what Derek Chauvin did that you would have done differently, and why and how. Well, the why is easy, because what he did do, I don't believe it amounted to murder. No, I don't. And I don't think that George Floyd will be, that Derek Chauvin will be convicted of murder. I think he will be convicted of manslaughter, second-degree manslaughter. And that's enough of a why. If somebody dies because of something that you've done, even if you can argue that it's appropriate that you did it, then that's enough reason to do it differently, it seems to me. And the question is, how? How would you have done it differently? Look, the whole question was, how do they proceed with the arrest of George Floyd, who was not a paragon of virtue? It's a very, very terribly sad story. If you read the story of his life and his past criminal involvement, his involvement in prison, and obviously he had drug problems and he had all kinds of problems. But at some point, when he has his hands behind his back and he's handcuffed, and yes, he is struggling with police and he's resisting arrest, and those are charges against him, and they have to take him into the station house, but he's obviously having some medical problems. I mean, it's obvious. And I think that Chauvin and the other policemen who were there could see that he was having medical problems, and probably, given his history and given what we now know, certainly, part of it was drug-induced. But that doesn't mean that you keep him immobile on the ground for 9 minutes 29 seconds. In other words, if he had, with some of the three other officers who have yet to stand trial, but he had three other officers with him, and surely, despite the fact that George Floyd was a huge guy, they could have gotten him into some kind of police car and taken him down where he could get the medical attention he needed, and without resulting in his death. And again, to say that nobody else could think of something that could have happened differently, I mean, if you believe that, if you believe that he had no choice, that there was no possibility of a choice at all, then you would think that the entire trial was a travesty of justice, and I don't believe that for a moment. I actually think that this judge, Peter Cahill, I was trying to find out something about him, because he's impressive. And I think he's run this trial, and everybody who has trial experience has pointed that out. Andy McCarthy has pointed that out. The judge has been solid and rational and fair to both sides, which is almost impossible in this sense of things. His background, he's a local Minnesotan, went to University of Minnesota Law School, and then he had a job working for Amy Klobuchar when she was the chief prosecutor at Hennepin County. He worked as a prosecutor, then he worked later as a defense attorney. He was appointed to the judiciary by a Republican governor. Even though he had been working for Amy Klobuchar, there has been some tradition of bipartisanship in Minnesota. They even had an independent governor. Remember, they had Jesse Ventura, Jesse the Body Ventura, had been elected independent governor of Minnesota. And he actually was appointed by Governor Tim Pawlenty, who you may remember was briefly a presidential candidate in 2012, I believe it was. It was 2012, Tim Pawlenty, because that was the, actually 2008 was the year that the convention was in St. Paul. And speaking of St. Paul and of Minnesota, Walter Mondale passed away. And he was vice president of the United States. He was the Democratic nominee running against Ronald Reagan at the height of President Reagan's popularity. And I enthusiastically supported President Reagan. I was thrilled that President Reagan won. And Reagan carried every single state except for Minnesota. Except for Minnesota. And in Minnesota, Mondale in his home state won by less than 1%. He just barely squeaked it out to prevent Reagan from becoming only the second president, other than George Washington, to carry every state. A pretty amazing thing. Nixon carried every state except for Massachusetts in 1972. In any event, the point about Walter Mondale, and I was thinking about this, he's very different from today's Democrats. I don't think he would have any difference speaking out in a much more effective way, urging calm, urging people to speak about the trial and what it means, about the future of policing, urging, for instance, about having some respect for police officers and recognizing that, no, what happened to George Floyd does not happen all the time. And Derek Chauvin is not typical of police officers everywhere. And the idea that you can actually talk to each other and function with each other across the aisle, regardless of your political orientation. It was a tough campaign between President Reagan and Jimmy Carter when President Reagan was running for president in 1980. For instance, he had this brutal punchline that he used. He said, when your neighbor loses his job, they call that recession. If you lose your job, they call it a depression. But if Jimmy Carter loses his job, we call it a recovery. And that always got a punchline. When Walter Mondale was vice president of the United States, so he was responsible for actually announcing how the election had gone. And to listen to that now, and we're talking about 41 years ago, isn't that amazing? We will get to that because it shows some of what is missing in our politics today. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Day two of deliberations continue as jurors decide the fate of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Chauvin accused of killing George Floyd last May. He's charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. The White House again calling for peaceful protests after the verdict is reached in the Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis, regardless of the outcome of the trial.
Our focus, as we are working with state and local authorities, is on providing the space for peaceful protest, regardless of what the outcome of the verdict is.
That's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Not getting enough sleep during the middle age years may put a person at higher risk for dementia. A study published today in the journal Nature Communications found people who didn't get enough sleep in their 50s and 60s may be more likely to develop dementia later. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, MichaelMedved.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is breaking news. I mean, literally just announced, they've reached a verdict. And they're going to be coming back in. We will go to it live. And for them to have reached a verdict, and remember, it's on three different charges. This is a very fast proceeding. I would be very surprised if the verdict comes across as not guilty on everything. And the fact that the verdict is so fast, it's in its second day of jury deliberations. And remember, the verdict has to be unanimous. It obviously is unanimous. We will get to that in as soon as it comes down. And then it's an opportunity, I hope, for people to basically salute our judicial system, which gets so much abuse and continues to be an ornament and a gift to the Republic. Honest to goodness, with all of its, yes, court cases, there are too many of them. There is all kinds of abuse with some nonsense lawsuits. And yes, there can be legal reforms that might improve our legal system. But when it comes to an issue like this, and this is something that, a very good column today by Gerard Baker in the Wall Street Journal. And He said it's possible that the administration of American justice could soon be characterized by what future historians may come to call the Chelsea Handler standard. Chelsea Handler, of course, the comedian. They will read their verdict shortly. We will go directly to it, of course. And Gerard Baker writes, as the trial of Derek Chauvin got underway a month ago, Ms. Handler, who has a day job as a comedian and a talk show host, but has branched out recently into the field of jurisprudence, issued a profound observation on that prestigious platform, Twitter. And here's what she wrote. So pathetic that there's a trial to prove that Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd when there is a video of him doing so. Okay, in other words, we're going to throw out the right of trial by jury. This really goes back to the Magna Carta. It's not just the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. A jury trial has been foundational for serious offenses in all of British-based jurisprudence. And what is the alternative to basically have a trial by media? This is one of those problems that you have, and where people are so ignorant sometimes. That brings us to our tweet of the day.
To the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet is from Laura Coates, who is identified as a legal analyst on CNN. So I assume she went to law school, but she tweets out, defense begins the closing by defining reasonable doubt, not with why Derek Chauvin is innocent. Think about that. Yeah, think about it for a moment. They don't have to prove that he's innocent. And basically, the entire judicial system is not asking juries to choose between guilt and innocence. It's you choose between guilty and not guilty. And particularly on serious charges like this, you have to choose guilty beyond a reasonable doubt and to a moral certitude. And I think that given a two-week trial, with medical experts, with experts on policing, with many of Officer Chauvin's fellow police officers testifying against him, I think the verdict that we will hear soon will, I hope, calm some of the hysteria that has been plaguing this country. Greg, where are we? Are they coming back into the courtroom? Or are they coming back to announce the verdict? What's going on? We're still waiting. So let me go back to what in some ways was a better time in our politics. Certainly was a better time for Republicans. Ronald Reagan had just beaten Jimmy Carter, carrying 44 states. And that's the first time. Next time he carried 49 states. I mean, goodness. And aside from that, when the votes were counted, and it's the same process that was disrupted by the riot on January 6th. Remember, today, this year, and it was January 6th of 2021, we had a riot. There were people who were seriously hurt. No police officers were killed, we now know, because of the new information on Officer Sicknick. We will get to that. But while they were trying to count the votes, basically just announce who got what, that's the vice president's job. Walter Mondale was a sitting vice president. He was Jimmy Carter's running mate, running for re-election. They got waxed. So Walter Mondale had the it's not a pleasure, it's the duty of actually announcing his own wipeout defeat. And it sounded like this. You can hear him actually talking behind the scenes with Tip O'Neill, who was then the Democratic Speaker of the House. But listen to Vice President Mondale announcing his own defeat.
Ronald Reagan of the state of California has received for President of the United States 489 votes. Jimmy Carter of the state of Georgia has received 49 votes. George Bush of the state of Texas has received for Vice President of the United States 489 votes. Walter F. Mondale of the state of Minnesota has received 49 votes.
Said a landslide, I did it, very impressive. That Congress that was there included 12, count them, 12. I mean, if you look back at that, that was an election that actually said something, sent a message to America. And the message was very decisive because there were 12 Democrats, including some of the most famous Democrats in Congress, people like George McGovern, people like Warren Magnuson in the state of Washington, who had been there basically since the earth cooled, and they lost their seats to new Reagan Republicans. 12 seats they captured in the Senate. Can you imagine if Republicans did that in 2022 or 2024? In any event, and Walter Mondale, decent guy that he was, one of the things that most people don't know about him, he was a PK. He was a preacher's kid. His dad was a Methodist minister. He married his wife, Joan Mondale. She was also a preacher's kid. She was, her dad was a Presbyterian minister. And again, a decent human being, a patriotic American, Walter Mondale, passing into eternity at age 93. We will be right back with the verdict now reached in the Chauvin trial, coming up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
They have reached a verdict on all 3 counts. That verdict has not been announced. The assumption is, on the part of people who have paid attention to our judicial system at all, if a jury comes back so quickly, and they came back in 11 hours, and there's another aspect to this, there were no notes from the jury. Very often when a jury is deliberating, they will ask questions of the judge. They will have questions about some of the complications of what is exactly involved in all 3 charges. They didn't send any notes. They didn't have any of those 3 questions. 11 hours is very quick. The assumption is that would be very bad news for Derek Chauvin and for his defense team. And it's obviously what's very difficult about this is I don't think it's just people on the left. I don't think it certainly is not just people in the black community. I think most Americans, and including this American, what would have been most terrible would have been a hung jury. Would have been the inability to persuade some members of the jury to go along with the prosecution or to go along with the defense if they were going to acquit the officer. Now, by the way, it is still possible, though unlikely because the proceedings went so quickly, it is still possible the verdict is going to be basically across the board. In other words, the verdict for all 3 charges, for second-degree murder, for third-degree murder, and for second-degree manslaughter, that he will either be guilty of all 3 or not guilty in all 3. There's no chance a jury doesn't have the option of proclaiming him innocent. And will the case be appealed? Almost certainly, regardless of what the verdict is. They are now saying that the verdict will actually be read, not immediately. It will be closer to 4:30 Eastern time, So that makes it about 1:30 our time here in Seattle, Pacific Coast time. And I'm not sure what the holdup is, but they have to transport the jury. They have to pull the jury. And then they will ask the foreman, and the foreman will declare, and we will be covering it live just as soon as we can. By the way, we did this tweet of the day with Laura Coates, who was there doing legal commentary for CNN. I have no idea what she meant by saying that it was surprising, or think about that, that the Derek Chauvin defense never talked about him being innocent. They clearly know that when you have videotape like that, you're not going to convince anybody that he's innocent. He handled it badly. He handled it wrong. That was the testimony of a great many police officials, including his own chief of police, who consider the facts that, well, the way it worked out and the way that it was handled. So innocence was not really an option here. And I do think that part of what is important here is, again, the context. And the context is, this does not happen every day. And every time there is a confrontation with police officers and things go terribly wrong and someone gets hurt or a police officer gets wounded or killed, God forbid, which also happens. We talked about this. And when it comes to traffic stops, there was a case in New Mexico, and it was a couple of weeks ago, but it was a veteran officer who was shot dead. And by the way, this is a summary of what the prosecution has to prove in the Chauvin case. The case in New Mexico I was mentioning is they stopped a car, a Tahoe it was, for speeding in New Mexico. And the state trooper went around to get information, and the driver went to the other side of the car, and he had a rifle, and he shot him dead. And then, of course, went on, and it took other officers to chase him for a while before they finally took the perpetrator down, who was a career criminal. He was a career criminal with a tremendously prolific criminal record. That obviously is not the case with Derek Chauvin, though he had complaints and problems with his policing in the past. The state needs to prove to convict Chauvin for second-degree manslaughter, just that he was culpably negligent and took unreasonable risk with Floyd's life. That, it seems to me, is a slam dunk. And it's hard to argue against that. Third-degree murder, they have to prove that Chauvin caused Floyd's death through a dangerous act without regard for human life. And usually that charge is involved with somebody shooting at somebody else and not really knowing if there could be people who are nearby, who can be bystanders, who would actually be damaged or harmed. That's what it means, through a dangerous act without regard for human life. Second-degree murder, they would have had to prove that Chauvin caused Floyd's death while committing a felony. And the felony here would have been assault. In any event, we will see all of this. It's actually, we're talking about a half hour from now. And one of the things that I think is very important is, again, to allow the country to breathe and maybe to avoid some of the violence that everybody has been expecting, not just in Minneapolis, but around the country. In Minneapolis, the mayor, Jacob Frey, who, by the way, has stood up against a radical city council a little bit, and he has not favored the abolition of the Minneapolis Police Department, which of course is a complete insanity. But here's what he said when he was speaking about the anticipated verdict. This is the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey.
As we await the verdict, there are several inescapable truths. Over this last year, our Twin Cities have experienced a barrage of trauma, all culminating with this trial and then the verdict. There's been pain and anguish, anger and frustration that is undoubtedly acutely felt by our black and brown communities. Regardless of the outcome of this trial, regardless of the decision made by the jury, there is one true reality, which is that George Floyd was killed at the hands of police.
Okay, that is one of many, many true realities. He was killed at the hands of police. Again, part of what the defense would argue back is he died at the hands of police. But it does appear to be likely that the jury will say that he was killed. One of the things about Minneapolis, and I was thinking about this, because do you remember Philando Castile, which was also in the Twin Cities? And he was actually a licensed gun owner. And he was a cafeteria worker at a school, and he was driving with his girlfriend, and he was stopped. And he was shot by a cop because the cop was looking at his gun license, and then he was reaching for something, Philando Castile, and the cop was afraid he was reaching for a gun. And a terrible case. Another terrible case, and another individual who obviously didn't deserve to die. There was a case recently which does not get as much attention because it doesn't fit the media narrative. It was a case of Officer Mohammed Noor, who was a Somali immigrant police officer. He ended up, a white Australian woman had called in for help because there was noise in her alley. The police came out. She came out to speak to them because she had made the 911 call, and she got shot and killed. Mohammed Noor, the police officer who killed her, is currently serving his sentence. But this is all always so complicated, never simplistic in this great...
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.